You know, I'd planned to come into church this morning, but Brother Atlee called last night and suggested that I come to you by telephone. And I got to thinking that, well, maybe there must be some reason for it. And I decided that I would do it. It's very unusual to be here at home and to do this, so it's very unusual. But nevertheless, there was some reason for it. Of course, David came along just about the time that I was expecting him to come in, and he began to talk with you. He was telling you that yesterday Dale came over and Dale Cartridge, and we had a long talk, and Dale was weeping before the Lord and was really concerned about his soul welfare and gave some real good testimony concerning how he really felt about Little Bethlehem and felt about the people, and how that when he was 14 years old, how that here he had found something with the Lord, even as a youngster, and had traveled with us overseas, maybe into Norway or into France and different places, throughout quite a number of the countries over there, and then had drifted away from the Lord, and about 20 years had passed, and he was really moved as he began to think about it. And of course, while he was there, we'd been discussing some things with the other brethren all day, off and on. We'd been talking with them, and he was talking with Brother Jerry about the time that Dale came in. He was talking to Brother Jerry Lambert. Brother Jerry Lambert was telling me how that he was just ready to renew his youth and life and get back out there on the field again. He said it felt like about time for him to get started all over again. And so there's a lot of people that are willing to try to do something for God, and they want to. Some, having drifted off, as we said, would return, and they have returned, even as Brother Darrell that returned. Darrell returned to the Lord and came, and I thought it was really a magnificent thing that he did. Is just in the last day or two that he came to me and he said, I want to do something for God. And he said, I've procrastinated on God for a long time, but he said, I want to do something for God. And I didn't know exactly what he was talking about, but I said, well, whatever the Lord puts in your heart, that do. After that, you've had time to think it over and make sure that that's what you want to do. And so the next thing that I knew, he had put money in an envelope and had passed it on to my wife at the doorway, of which was about $3,800, I believe, as an offering to the work of God. So I thought it was real wonderful that Darrell was so moved coming back to the Lord and trying to do something for God. And, of course, things like that takes a lot of effort, because that's money that Darrell had saved back. And it wasn't just a matter of an offering that would be given maybe in 5 or 10 minutes, and then that would be the end of it. But the thing is that it was an offering that was given unto God, which represented his strength. Whereas the Bible said to love the Lord with all of your strength and all of your heart and all of your mind. And for many days of labor, he had put this money back. And he was representing his strength in giving that to God. Not only he, but numbers of others have done the wonderful things of God in sharing with the Lord. And seeing Dale come yesterday, it was real heartwarming. Seeing the others come, Scott had come back to the Lord. He'd kind of got lost off there for a while, and he got turned around. And numbers of others is coming in, and numbers of others that are talking about it. Some that have been here for quite a long while, and then they left. And after numbers of years, now they're talking about coming back. So it's really a beautiful, bright moment. I know that even David Paul yesterday was telling me something about Jamaica. I just mentioned to David that if I went into Jamaica, I feel like that I'd probably have an island-wide crusade, because we've had such a great move over there, and they wanted us to come back, and we just haven't been back as of late. But I just mentioned to him that, you know, I don't know what I want and might enjoy going over for a crusade. And David said, I'll set it right away. If you're ready to go, I'll set it right away. So then people are still burning with the zeal for God, and they're still wanting to do something for God. And if there ever was a time when you need to do something for God, it's now. I was listening to a tape that Sister Betty was playing this morning concerning the strength and how that God gives us strength all the days of our life that we might do something for him, to love him with all of our strength. and to how that God continually renews that life and that youth and that strength, and that there never seems to be an end to it. No matter what comes, no matter what happens, or the oppressions or the depressions of life, the strength of God is always so abundantly that you're like a well that has an endless supply. And so then you find that your strength is never gone, that it's always bubbling and furbishing and refurbishing every day in such a way that you just, you know, you're actually made to wonder many times, God, where does the strength come from? And how long will this strength last? And there is there really any end to this strength? And you find out there really isn't. There's always that abundance of joy. Like Moses, Moses was 120 years old. Eyesight had not waxed dim. The natural sources of his body was not abated. And he was fully intact as he went on with the ministry and delivered the people out of Egypt. Same way with Joshua and Caleb. When Caleb made the statement, I feel as I did when I crossed Jordan and was ready to fight a battle and take the country that was given to him as an inheritance. The same way with Abraham when he climbed astride a camel and went off the battle and won the battle in the behalf of Lot and brought back the riches of Sodom and Gomorrah. So then it is a true fact that God has always given strength, always given a vision. I found one thing, and that is that you really don't lose strength by age or by seasons. You really don't lose strength except through depression in the sense of loss of vision for God. If there is no loss of vision for God, your strength is like the noonday and like the sun shining within your strength. But if you lose your vision for God, then you find out that life is terminal and that it doesn't last. But with Christ, which is the strength of the living God, it means that it is an eternal thing, that your strength not only lasts just through your youth and through your aging process of life, but that your strength abundantly lasts on to an eternal end. That is to say, where there is a real end, there's no end to it. But toward an eternal end, as we would say, it continues on, and you continue to be eternal. Well, that strength continues on eternally, and it never lets up. And it brings joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost serving God. For that strength is the Holy Spirit, and that strength is the Spirit of holiness that we're all looking to. You know, the Bible said Jesus was proven to be the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness. And this is the thing a lot of times that the world evades, is the Spirit of holiness. But the Spirit of holiness is what proved him to be the mighty Son of God that he was and that he forever is. And so then with this strength as to the Spirit of holiness, having the Spirit of holiness and having the fruits of the Spirit and the end thereof of a lasting life, it is a true fact that when you have the Spirit of holiness, not just religion, not just going after a sect of religion or doing something in the world that's a religious fad, not just coming together as a group to prove a point, to try to make a goal, or to circulate literature or testimonies around the world, but rather to have the Spirit of holiness that your light might brilliantly and brightly shine throughout the world, that all the world may see your light and come to the light of it shining, that your strength might be as your day, and that it might continue on such a great, wonderful abundance that the Spirit of holiness causes you to be that eternal creature that God predestined you to be. That is, one with endless life and one with endless vision. And when you have an endless vision, you have endless strength. And when you have endless strength, you have an endless life. But if you don't have a vision, then you get depressed, and then the Bible teaches that a broken spirit drives the bones. Hope deferred disappoints the heart. Deferred hope sickeneth the heart. But when you have the Spirit of holiness and you have the fruits of holiness, then you do have the strength of eternal life. And whatever you plan for God, whatever you do for God, it'll always be fresh as the daisies, and it'll always be there. In the morning, you'll wake up with strength and vision and ready to go. over in the evening when you go to retire, you'll still feel more like praying and more like getting ready to talk to God rather than just lay down and sleep. So then it's a real privilege to talk with you this morning and have David to talk with you for quite a little bit there, and to know that the people are all right, and for some reason find myself talking to you over the telephone or by the airways. There's always a reason, and I was just thinking that Brother Carter was telling me that they wanted to do something else for God by means of airway, and was telling me that Brother John Jameson had been listening to the program out in Colorado and New Mexico. That the program had come on the radio there, and they'd been listening to it, and that now David, or rather Dale, was telling me that Bill had gotten together, and they were planning to pay for a program down in the areas of Texas and Mexico. Also, that they were planning to try to get a program out of the areas of Oklahoma. So then, by the airways, they're trying to reach more people. We have one time been, I'm believing, over more than 50 radio stations at one time and doing television work, whatever. But though the printed page is going continually, we could use more radio outreach. Though we have radio outreach continually going to the islands and have been for numbers of years, and even reaching as far as Lebanon, and got a report the other day that coming out of Russia that they were getting us out of Lebanon, and our radio programs are still going in places very strong, and we're getting a wonderful response, yet they feel like they should raise up the airways more in reaching people, and certainly by that means you do touch tens of thousands of people and touch the lives of those that you would not touch otherwise. So then let me invite you to be part of what we're doing and ask you to pray for us, keeping everything bright and shiny for people all around the world are wanting to come. But it was telling me that there's places all over the different parts of the world that continually write, saying that they are changing the names of their churches and their operations to be identified with Little Bethlehem and the Brethren of Little Bethlehem, and that this is coming like in an abundance. And we also just received word that over in Kentucky, where one had been affiliated with another work for a long time, had been tilted in this direction, listening to the message and wanted to get into the message, all of a sudden they changed the sign on their church and affiliated themselves altogether with the Brethren of Little Bethlehem. We're glad to have Brother Howard to visit with us. He's down from California, and I thought that was wonderful. We had a chance yesterday to fellowship quite a bit, and he was telling me what a blessing it was when Pete and Brother Richard came out to California and was able to help entertain some of the Russian people there that were living close to them. So then it's been a wonderful thing to spread the gospel around as much as we could, and still are trying to do what little we can. And it's a wonderful opportunity just to pray with you and talk with you and fellowship like we did with the brethren yesterday. You encourage us, and we'll encourage you. And in the meantime, help one another, and God will bless you for it all. Father of heaven, we thank you for your wonderful blessings and for your love and for those people. We thank you for being kind to us, and dear God, for being kind to these people. Father, break the yoke. Send thy great, wonderful spirit of holiness, and let the wonderful, wonderful Holy Ghost move, dear God, and break the yokes off of these people to heal the sick bodies, to give them the strength that we're speaking of, and to give them the vision and the drive that they might go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. May the blessings be with them, Father, abundantly above all. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it for your glory. Amen.